listener exclusive.
G'day, it's Matty Ray, Triple M Breakfast, and welcome back to the podcast. Tuesday morning during the show, we spoke to a friend of Triple M Breakfast that we have not spoken to in a while, Peter McFadyen from Lake Carjillego. Of course, this Thursday being Anzac Day, Peter has all the details regarding Anzac Day commemorations and services around Lakes, as well as Tullabagil and Ungerry.
At Lake Carjillego, on Thursday being Anzac Day, they have a dawn service, and that starts at 6:30 a.m. down at the Cenotaph in Liberty Park, right next door to Lake Carjillego, and watch the water, the sun come up over the lake is amazing. Then after that, the march, it starts. There, people are asked to assemble at the Lake Post Office, Lake Carjillego Post Office, 10:30 a.m. with a march down Foster Street to Liberty Park, and that march will start at 11 a.m. and the Anzac Day service will be held there. Then later on, service personnel and their family are invited up to the Lake Carjillego Bowling Club.
Okay, and what about over at Tullabagil? What times are services over there?
In Tullabagil, their march starts at the hall at 8:45 a.m. They're a bit early there for their march. And then they march to Pioneer Park, where they have their Anzac Day service there. And for something different this year, which is good to hear, they won't actually have an Anzac Day address by someone. The school children, they've been learning about Anzac Day at school, and some of them are going to talk about their thoughts and what they think about Anzac Day. So how good is that at Tullabagil?
That's very incredible to hear, Peter. And on that, I want to shift gears now to Ungerry, because I hear that Anzac Day in Ungerry is always a very special time, and they put together a lot of very reflective things.
They certainly do, Matty. And they've done this for many, many years. It's a great little community, Ungerry. So they have dawn service at 6 a.m. at the Ungerry Park of Remembrance. 7 a.m. onwards at breakfast at the Central Hotel there in Ungerry. 9 a.m. this is pretty unique, and I've never heard about this before, but it's amazing. They've been doing it for many years. They have a service at Ungerry Cemetery, and this year the service will be held at the resting place of Pat Turner. Pat is the most recent service personnel that has passed away, so they reckon that's an unbelievable service there at the cemetery. At 10:30 a.m. they assemble in Ungerry Street. That's near the Fire Brigade building. 11 a.m. march to the Cenotaph for the Anzac Day service. Then at 12:30 p.m. they have a luncheon at the Ungerry War Memorial Hall. 6 p.m. they have a retreat, which is a flag lowering ceremony. So it's a huge day in Ungerry. So I just encourage everyone in the listening area, if you can, if possible, get along and support Anzac Day, because it's a great day that we celebrate. We don't actually celebrate war. We celebrate what the service personnel, men and women, did for us many years ago and still doing it for us today.
That's right. And it is very good to hear that although a lot of our places in the listening area, like Tullabagil, Lake Carjillego, as well as Ungerry, while they may be small in size, the reflections for Anzac Day there are no less significant and maybe quite significant when you look at it compared to some other big places around the country. But it is a very important time, of course, Anzac Day, up and down Australia, where you are, wherever you may be, listening to us here on the Listener app or around the Riverina MIA. Get out there and support your local RSL sub-branches who do a lot of the work in organising Anzac Day commemorations. Peter, it's so great to welcome you back to Triple M at breakfast this morning. You take care of yourself, and hopefully we're speaking to each other again sometime.
No, sounds good, Matty. Thank you very much for Triple M supporters. It's been amazing the way they support small communities in the listening area, and I hope your listeners have a great day today, Tuesday, and enjoy and celebrate Anzac Day on Thursday.
A listener exclusive.